The pastimes and glories of Lord Nityananda, continuing in chapter 6. Lord, we're continuing to hear our story within a story within a story. Lord Gauranga's teaching, Vaishnav Tattva, Vaishnav behavior, Vaishnav Sadachar, to one Navadvipa Brahman, who's somewhat doubtful about the identity and activities and behavior of Lord Nityananda. In the course of that teaching, Lord Chaitanya cited some stories from the Puranas of other offenses, and in that story there was a story of Krishna and Balaram going to Sutta Loka to recover the 6 murdered sons of Devaki, whom Kamsa murdered. And then Krishna himself is preaching to Bali Maharaj, who is a great Advaitin and Vaishnava. Krishna is preaching to Bali about the severity of Vaishnava aparad, how one will suffer birth after birth. we're continuing to hear Krishna's teachings on aparad, Vaishnava aparad, spoken through the mouth of Lord Krishna to Bali. And of course, this teaching of Krishna's and Lord Gauranga's is falling in the ears of Bali Maharaj and falling in the ears of the Navadvipa Brahman. And hopefully this teaching will fall in our ears and very seriously register in our minds and hearts so that we can be protected from this most grievous offense of Sarunindar or Vaishnava Parad, which is a death knell for Bhakti Lata creeper. So here we are, we're back in Sutala Loka. Krishna and Balaram are speaking to Bali Maharaj about this subject. Lord Krishna said, Mora Puja, Mora Nam, Grahana Jekare, Mora Bhakta Ninde Jari Taro Vignadhare. Bali, if one worships me and chants my name, at the same time blasphemes my devotee, his progress is checked. On one side he's doing puja and chanting nam, then another side he does bhakta ninda. So then it says taro vigna dhare. He will continue to hold on to his obstacles. And generally, bhakti is called Vigna Vinash. Karamani Nirdahati Kintu Bhakti Karamani Nirdahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajan. Brahma says if one does Bhakti Bhajan, then Karamani Nirdahati. All the karmas and all the sins and vigna and obstacles and impediments and anarthas become destroyed by Bhakti Bhajan, which means puja, which means Nam Grahan. Grahana, counting the name a certain number of times and worshipping Krishna in that way. But here, the object of bhakti, the goal of bhakti, the focus of bhakti is Krishna himself, and he's saying that it won't work. If someone chants my holy my names, which are holy, and worships me, my murti form, does puja, and at the same time he's offending my worshipable devotees, Vaishnavanam yata shambhu, the aradnam sarvesham, Vishnu aradnam param, that much higher than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotees. If he does that, then his vigna will not get destroyed. In fact, it'll increase. As Vaishnava aparad itself is an obstacle, an impediment, a sin, actually. Mora bhakta prati prema bhakti kare je nisam shaya ambalilana more payase nisam shaya. Listen, Bali, don't have any doubts about this, that one who has love and devotion for my devotee will attain me. Mora bhakti prati prema bhakti kare more payase. Maya Bhakta. If someone has prema bhakti, an intense love and attachment to my devotee, then automatically he will attain me, said Lord Krishna. And he quotes a verse from Puran. Siddhir bhavati va neti samshayo chutta sevinam nisamshayas tutad bhakta paricharyaratatmanam. There is no doubt whether or not the servants of Achyuta Bhagavan will attain perfection. The Achyuta Sevaks is using the word. Samshayo Achyuta Sevinam Bhava Siddhi. There is no doubt that the Achyuta Sevaks, the servants of Lord Krishna, the pure-hearted servants of Lord Krishna, they will attain that Siddhi. Bhavati means that it will happen, it will be Siddhir Bhavati. But there is absolutely no doubt, there is no doubt whether or not the servants of God will attain perfection, but there is also absolutely no doubt that those who are attached to serving Achyuta's devotees, they will also attain perfection. Paricharya. Atmanam. Paricharya, the word paricharya means rendering all types of services for the satisfaction of someone. And in this case, it's bhakta. It says, bhakta paricharya. Paricharya atmanam. If someone dedicates his very being, his mind, body, senses, intelligence, life, pran, words, heart, feelings, everything, in the service of Achyuta Bhakta, a devotee of Krishna Achyuta, and day and night serving them, remembering them, glorifying them, hearing from them, praying to them, then they will also attain perfection in spiritual life. These are the solid, unalloyed steel words of the Lord Himself. And Lord Krishna goes on, as being narrated by Lord Gauranga, Mora Bhakta Na Puje Amare Puje Matra Sedambika Nahe Mora Prasadera Patra. Listen, Bali. One who simply worships me but does not worship my devotee is proud. He is not qualified for my mercy. He's dambika, damba. This is told, same word, Krishna likes this word in 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sura Sampat. The divine and demoniac natures. And there he says that damba is a quality. Pride and conceit are qualities of the demon. So not only is pride and dambika not appreciated by the Lord, it's actually the ornament of a demon. Asura bhushanam. Dambika. So it's not, you can't get away with, I heard on a tape where one devotee said to Prabhupada, well, Srila Prabhupada, his disciple, I don't have any trouble serving Krishna and trying to love Krishna, but it's very difficult to try to love the devotees and try to serve the devotees. And other people may have that same idea. I said, I don't have any problem trying to serve Krishna, but it's these devotees. I mean, my God brothers and God sisters, very hard to get along with. They don't understand me, and I don't understand them. And then Prabhupada replied, unless you can learn to love and appreciate your God brothers, you can never love Krishna. Because they're inseparable. Bhakta Bhagavan, Nitya Sambandha. There's an eternal bondage and connection relationship between the Lord and His devotees. If there's a Lord and He's supreme, then there must be His servants and they must be supreme also. The supreme Lord and the supreme servants. The supreme beloved and the supreme lovers. The supreme beloved is Bhagavan Shyam, and the supreme beloved servitors are all of His devotees. I have that well-used expression, love me, love my dog. Abhyarcha yitva govindam tadiyan archayantiye nate vishnu prasadasya bhajanam dambikajana. Krishna goes on, Bali, proud and arrogant persons who worship Lord Krishna but do not worship the Lord's devotees do not attain Krishna's mercy. Now Krishna is repeating the point here again and again. They don't get the Vishnu Prasad. In the previous verse he says that Mora Prasad Nahi Patra. Now we say Kripa Patra. Kripa Patra means he's a recipient of mercy. Guru Kripa Patra, recipient of the Guru's compassion or mercy. So the previous verse, 698, said, Nahi Mora Prasada Patra. My prasad, my mercy, they will not be a recipient of my mercy. Whom? Those dambikas, those proud fools who worship me but offend my devotees. Then in the next verse, which we just heard, and Krishna says, in case you think there's some... I'm talking about my mercy, and I'm Krishna, and this is Balaram, but there's someone else called Vishnu. Just to let you know about that situation also. And next, this verse, he said, he says, people are doing abhyarcha, they're doing worshiping Govinda, but they don't want to worship devotees. They don't get Vishnu Prasad either. They don't get the mercy of Vishnu. It says, Nate Vishnu Prasadasya, Bhajanam Dambikajana. So this is called Dambika Bhajan. This isn't what Krishna describes in the Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita. He describes a different kind of bhajan. It's called Priti Bhajan. Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upiyanti Te. So those who do Priti Bhajan, loving service of my devotees and myself, then they come to me, Upayanti. Very quickly they go up to me. By serving my devotees, then one will land on my lotus feet very quickly. To me, Bali Mora, Priya Sevak Sarvata, Ateva Tomare Kahilun Gopya Kata, O Bali Maharaj. You are my Priya Sevak. Beautiful phrase. Priya Sevak. You're my very dear and beloved servant. Therefore, I have explained this confidential topic to you. Gopya Kata. This is Gopya Kata. Gopya means secret, hidden, confidential. Gopya Kata. Now, Gauranga starts speaking. He's finished his narration of this Puranic story about Krishna and Balaram visiting Sutala Loka to recover the six dead sons of Devaki per her request in Dwarka one day. Now Gauranga turns his attention, he glances at the face of the Navadvip Brahman. He's trying to illuminate his heart about the severity and dangers of Vaishnava Parad, especially in relationship to Nityananda, whom, by chance, inadvertently, or unintentionally, or deliberately, this Brahman may have offended, either by laughing or disregarding or speaking ill of him. Shunina Prabhura Shiksha Bali Mahashai Adyanta Ananda Yukta Haila Hridaye. When Bali Mahashaya heard Lord Krishna's instructions on Sutala Loka, his heart was filled with great happiness. Atyanta Ananda Yukta Hridaye. His heart was connected with the greatest joy hearing those beautiful teachings of Lord Sri Krishna. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Lord Gauranga continues, Sekshane Chaya Putra Agyashire Dadi Samuke Dilena Ani Puraskara Kari. Accepting the Lord Krishna's orders, Bali Maharaj immediately brought the six sons of Devaki and presented them to Krishna and Balaram. Tabe Rama Krishna Prabhu Lai Chaya Jan Jananire Anina Dilena Tatakshan. Krishna Balaram took the six persons and immediately brought them to their mother in Dwarka. So I made a little chart here to recap these children, their sojourn through the universe. And I put a subtitle here, From Heaven to Hell, Heaven to Hell for a Laugh. Heaven to Hell for a Laugh. Because these six sons were the sons of Prajapati Marichi. They were grandchildren of Brahma. And they lived maybe on Brahmaloka. It's not clear, it's not said. They lived on Brahmaloka or they lived way up there, wherever the Prajapatis live. Way up in the heavenly highest planetary systems. And somehow one day their grandfather, they noticed that he was rather bewildered and had sexual intentions for his own daughter. He became lusty after his own daughter. And these six children, they laughed at him. And he cursed them, or someone cursed them. Then they fell out of the high heavenly planets and they landed in a very low heavenly planet called Swargaloka. They landed in Indraloka and took birth as the demons. They went from Siddhadevas, they were Siddhadevas and they became Asura Putras. Haranyakashipu Asura Putra. They became six sons of Haranyakashipu on Indraloka. Then Indra attacked Haranyakashipu. Was going on quite often, and started throwing thunderbolts at Haranyakashipu. But somehow he missed the target, and he hit these six sons and knocked them off. And when they fell out of there, and then they tumbled all the way down to the earth planet, to Mathura. So they went from the highest heavenly planets to a very low heavenly planet, Swarga, and from Swargaloka, it sounds like Bhagavad Gita. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Puna Arvati Narjana. From the highest planet in the material world, Brahma, all the way down to the lotus. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. So he went from the highest planet, then down to Swarga, then down to Earth. And then that wasn't the end of their traveling party. When they took birth as Devaki's children, one by one, they were slaughtered by Kamsa, smashed to bits. Their heads were crushed on a huge rock in the prison of Mathura. And then, if that wasn't the end of their sentence for a laugh, just for laughs, then after that, they got kicked out of Earth planet and went tumbling all the way down, poink, and they landed in Sutala Loka, where Krishna went to retrieve them. So they went all the way from heaven all the way to hell, just for a laugh. Huh? They were cursed by Brahma. That makes sense. So you don't want to get cursed by Brahma. Or in other words, if you make a wrong move with the wrong person, you won't be seen for a long time. So the bigger they are, the harder they make you fall. Fools rush in where angels dare not. So you may offend a small timer and get a small time reaction, but if you offend a big timer, you get a big time reaction. That's the rather simplistic bottom line. So now these jivas are really traveling a lot. Now they're back there. Now they were in Mathura briefly. Now they're Sutta Loka. So this shows you that the jivas, it says in Gita, sarva, stana, what does it say? Everywhere living entities are all over the universe. Sarva jagat stana or whatever. So, sarvagata, something like that. They're going everywhere in the universe. So one minute you're in the highest heavenly planets, next minute you're in Sutta Loka, the same jiva. The next minute you're in Mathura, next minute you're in Dwarka. There's no saying that, oh, I'm born in Bombay, I'll be in Bombay next life. People think like that. They actually believe that. There's no guarantee or surety you'll even be in India. Maybe in America next life. No guarantee you'll even be a human being. It may be a cockroach in the commode, as Prabhupada would say sometimes. Or you may be a pig or dog or a monkey in Sevakunj, stealing people's glasses and biting up people's chapels when they take darshan. So this is no guarantee. Look at the example of these children. Mritta putra dekhiya devaki sekshane snehe stana sabare dilena harshamane. As soon as Devaki saw her long lost dead sons, she fed them her breast milk. It's not bad, considering she's about 90 years old at this time in Dwarka, maybe older. Ishvara avashesha stana karipan sekshane sabara haila divya ghan. By drinking that avashesh, what do we say? There's three things in Chaitanya Charitamrita that can give you instantly Krishna prema. Bhakta paraduli, bhakta parajal, bhakta bhukta avashesha, teen mahabal. The food remnants that somehow are left from the mouth of the Vaishnava spill out or drop out or he leaves or whatever. And the water that's used to wash his holy feet, bhakta parajal, or the bhakta paraduli, the dust that drops off his feet as he enters your house or crosses the threshold. These three items have inconceivable power to give Krishna prema. In this case, Lord Gauranga is saying that the first thing that these children got was that they got transcendental knowledge, divyagan, Ishvara avasheshastan. So they got the remnants of Ishvara Paramakrishna, who previously drank that milk from Devaki, at least briefly in Mathura. Although the sons of Brahma were deprived of drinking Devaki's breast milk before the advent of Krishna, now as a result of drinking Devaki's breast milk that was once drunk by Krishna, these grandsons attained transcendental knowledge. Then they immediately surrendered to the Supreme Lord. The degradation that these six grandchildren of Brahma achieved because of ridiculing a Vaishnava guru, namely Brahma, was destroyed by drinking the Lord's remnants. If one sees a superficial display of sinful activities, if one who sees a display does not understand their meaning, one commits an offense at the feet of the Lord's devotees. And if one understands the inauspicious consequences of seeing superficially, his qualification for committing such offenses will be destroyed, and he will attain the qualification to serve Vaishnavas. This is the purport of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Dandavattahai Sava Ishvara Charan Padilena Sakshate De Kaya Sarvajan. As everyone in Dwarka, in the palace of Devaki, was watching, these six children that had now attained Divya Gyan, they offered dandavats at the feet of Dwarkanath, Lord Krishna. Lord Gauranga goes on in the storytelling. Tabe Prabhu Kripa Dristye Sabare Chahiya Ambalite Lagila Prabhu Sadaya Haya. Lord Dwarkadish then cast his merciful glance on those six boys and began to speak with compassion. Kripa Dristi. He looked at them with mercy and he spoke. Chala chala devagan yahani javas mahanteri aranai kar upahas. O demigods, return to your devagan, return to your abodes, and never again ridicule exalted personalities. Mahant upahas nehi. Don't laugh at big people, big devotees. Ishvara Shakti Brahma Ishvara Saman Manda Karma Karileo Manda Nahitan. Listen, boys. Brahma has the same potency of God. He's as good as God. Ishvara Saman. He's equal to God. He has Ishvara Shakti. Even if he does something wrong, he is not to be blamed. Acharya mam bijaniyan navamanye tikari chit. Uddhava received that instruction from Krishna, 11th canto. The Acharya is me. Sarvadeva mayaguru. Says the guru has all the power of all the demigods. Brahma, Indra, Shiva, Varuna, Chandra, Vayu, Agni. All the demigods. Sarvadeva mayaguru. In the Guru, all that energy is saturated and packed in all those potencies. Brahma is Guru. Brahma Sampradaya. So the Vaishnava Gurus, they come in the line of these Gurus, original Gurus, like Brahma. Tahane hasya eta pahile jatana hena buddhi nayara kariha keman. Listen, boys, you suffered so much because you laughed at your grandfather, Brahma. Do not maintain such a mentality again. This buddhi nahi arakariya kaman. Don't be so unintelligent and have a bad mind. Brahmastani giyamagi laha aparad tabe sabe chitte puna paiba prasad. Now, go to Brahmaloka and beg forgiveness from Brahma. Then you will again attain satisfaction. Ishvara agyashuni se ichaya janna parama adhare agya karila grahanna. Upon hearing Lord Dwarkadish's order, those six persons accepted it with great respect. Parama Adhara. Pita Mata Rama Krishna Pade Namaskari Chalilena Sarvadeva Ganna Nijapadi. Those six demigods, they offered obeisances to their father. Who's their father?
Marichi.
Their mother, Mrichini, no, we don't know her name. Their father, their mother, Balaram and Krishna. They return. Uma. Uma is the mother and wife of Mrichi. And Krishna and Balaram, and they return to their own abode. I don't know, must say their father was there or something. Kailana e vipra bhagavat kata nityananda prati dvida chadaha sravata. The story is concluded, the Puranic story is concluded to emphasize the point of Vaishnava Parad and what can happen to one who slips into that disastrous mode of behavior. Now, wrapping it up, Lord Gauranga looks at the Brahman and says, "Listen, O Navadvipa Brahman, now I've explained to you topics from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Completely give up your doubts about Nityananda. Let me tell you more about Nityananda. Now listen very tightly, my dear Vipra. O Brahman, Nityananda Sarup Parama Adhikari Appa Bhagye Tahane Janite Nahi Pari. Nityananda is Parama Adhikari. He's most qualified, supremely qualified. Yet, less fortunate persons cannot understand him. Appa Bhagya. Everyone has very meager or minuscule fortune or punya sukriti. He cannot understand the nature of the Vaishnava's attitudes or his outlook or behavior. What to speak of the Vaishnava, certainly can't understand Nityananda. Alokik cheshtaje vakichu dekatan tahateo adhar karile paitran. Listen, Vipra. Anyone who sees Nittai's extraordinary activities, alokik cheshta. Alokik means they're beyond this world, out of this world behavior. Avadut is alokik. Alokik cheshta. His extraordinary otherworldly behavior and activities and characteristics, anyone who sees this with respect will be delivered with adhar. He will tran, trayate, he will be delivered simply by adhar, respecting such a powerful personality. Just see, if you laugh at a powerful personality, you go to hell. If you simply respect a powerful personality, you get liberated. Interesting point. You laugh at Brahma, your grandfather, you go all the way to hell, from heaven to hell, just for a laugh. Have you simply show adhar, respect, to a great personality, a great devotee, in this case, the example is Nityananda, you get trayate. Jamnamrita trayate, moksha, you get liberated, tran. A simple gesture of a laugh, binds you in the material world for many births and hellish positions. And a simple gesture of showing respect and genuine honor and adhar, respect, it gets you liberated. Amazing. This shows the power, the tremendous Ishvara Shakti Saman. Ishvara Bhakta Ishvara Shakti Saman. The devotee of Ishvara, Ishvara Bhakta, Ishvara Shakti Saman, he has equal power of Ishvara, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. And furthermore, Vipraji, Patitara Chanalagi Tanravatar Yanhara Haite Sarva Jiva Haibe Udhar. Nittai has incarnated, he has come to this world to save the Patita, Jana, the fallen souls, all living entities, Sarva Jiva Udhar. He has come here to benefit and do welfare work for Sarvajan. Every living entity will be delivered by the mercy of Nityananda. That's power. Tanhara achara vidi nishedera par tanhare janite shakti achaye kahar. Nityananda's behavior is beyond all rules and regulations. Who has the power to understand him? Nabujiya ninde tanra charitra aghada payo vishnu bhakti hayatara vada. If one who does not understand Nittai blasphemes his unfathomable characteristics, then his advancement will be checked, even if he has attained the devotional service of Vishnu. This is a repetition. Chalo, Vipra. Chalo, Vipra. This Bengali cello means cello, cello ji, cello. Chala vipra tumi shigra navadvipe jhao. Ekata kai tumi sabari bujhao. So apparently this conversation did go on in Jagannath Puri. The Brahman had seen Nitai during his Navadvip Gamana Leela. He was confused. He had doubts. He went on a yatra to Puri, possibly for Rath Yatra. He met Nibrita Sangha. He met in a lonely place at Lord Chaitanya, revealed his mind and confidence. Guyam Akyati Prichati. He inquired confidentially about the situation to remove his doubts and possibly offensive mentality. And after receiving these very powerful and clear and instructions for his benefit, now the Lord has ordered him, now go back to Navadvip and explain these topics that everyone, so everyone will understand. So by Lord Gauranga speaking this, and Vrindavanas Thakur writing it down and narrating this whole leela of the Lord Gauranga and Nityananda indirectly, he's alerting all of us to the dangers of Vaishnava Parada and explaining all of this to us. Kata kahi tumi sabar. Kata sabare bujao. Bujao, so everyone will understand. That includes us. Everyone then 500 years ago and everyone now 500 years later. Everyone, please understand these severely grave topics. And then to further emphasize it, he's not done yet. Gauranga has an addendum, an epilogue to his teachings. Shiksha epilogue. Pache tanre kehakon rupe ninda kare tabeyara raksha tara nahi jamat kare. If anyone blasphemes Nityananda in any way, he will not escape the punishment of Yamaraj. Jaitanhare pritikare sekare amare satya 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 vipra kahilato mare madira yavani yadi Nityananda dare tarapi brahmara vandya kahilato mare griniyara yavani panim griniyad yavani panim vishedva shondikalyam tatapi brahmano vandyam Nityananda parambujam. Listen, Vipra, O Nadia Brahman. One who loves Nityananda loves me. I tell you, this is the truth. This is the truth, satya, satya, satya. Even if, this is the famous statement, directly from the lotus mouth of Lord Gauranga. It's not made up by some Bhakta Joe. Even if Nityananda goes to a liquor house, what is the name for a liquor house? Madira. Madira means liquor, booze. Madira, Yavani. Even if he goes to a liquor house or associates with a Yavani means a female Yavana, an outcast girl, he still is worshipable by Brahma. Madira Yavani, Nityananda Dari. If Nityananda holds a bottle of whiskey in one hand and a Yavani in his other arm. So it says, Madira Yavani, Nityananda Dari. Nityananda is holding, and his right arm he has is wrapped around the waist of a Yavani. And his left hand he's holding a bottle of whiskey. Still, Brahma Vandya. Brahman will worship, Lord Brahma will offer him prayers. He's still worshipable by Brahma. That's how great my Nityananda is. Nityananda Rama ki!
Jai!
Jai, Jai, Nitai!
Jai, Jai, Nitai!
Jai, Nitai!
Jai, Nitai!
Jai, Nityananda Rama ki!
Jai, Nityananda Rama ki!
Jai!
One who has great love for the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Vaishnava is extremely dear to Lord Sri Krishna. It is impossible for a person who has no love for the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Vaishnava to attain Krishna's mercy. Love for one's fellow human beings and service to the conditioned souls cannot attract the Supreme Lord's love. The conditional knowledge of a living entity is dispelled only by the influence of service to Sri Guru and Vaishnava. As a result of the knowledge of one's relationship to Krishna that the spiritual master imparts in their ears, the conditioned souls develop love for Sri Hari, love for Sri Guru, and love for the Vaishnavas. And then they engage in their eternal service. Shunina Prabhura Vakya Sukriti Brahman Parama Ananda Jukta Haile Takan. After hearing Lord Gauranga's instructions and compassionate Vani, Karuna Vani, his Prabhu Vakya, the Brahman became that pious religious Brahman at Sukriti Navadri Brahman. He became Parama Ananda Yukta, filled with the topmost transcendental bliss. And I hope all of you have become filled with the topmost transcendental bliss also by hearing these topics. And I also hope that by hearing these topics you will have the same experience and result that we're going to hear the Brahman had. Nityananda Pratibhara Janmila Vishwas Tavyai Lena Vipra Navadripavas. That Navadrip Brahman, as a result of removing his doubts and that mercy and teachings received from Lord Gauranga, he developed great faith, Vishwas, in Nityananda. Thereafter, the Brahman returned to Navadrip. Se Bhagyavanta Vipra Asi Navadripe Sarvadye Aila Nityanandara Samipe. As soon as he got to Navadvip, that Bhagavanta Brahman, that fortunate Brahman, immediately went to see Nityananda. Aikattave kahilena nija aparad, Prabhu oshunina tanri karila prasad. He fell at the feet of Nityananda and he spoke his heart out sincerely. My Lord, I have offended you. Please forgive me for my duplicity. And then Nityananda gave his mercy. Nityananda Prasad. Vrindavan Das Thakur intervenes to glorify his Lord, Nityananda. Hena Nityananda Swarupera Vyavahar Vedaguya Loka Bhaya Janhara Achar. Such is the Vyavahar and Achar, the Sarupa Vyavahar, the characteristics and behavior of Nityananda Sarup. His dealings are incomprehensible to the Vedas and ordinary people. Vedaguya Loka Bhaya. These characteristics and qualities and behavior of Lord Nityananda remains confidential and hidden from the Vedas and remains very external to the ordinary people, Lokabhaya. Paramarte Nityananda Parama Yogendra Janre Kahi Adidev Dharani Dharendra. According to spiritual considerations, Paramartic Vichar, Nityananda is supreme among the best of mystic yogis. Yogi Indra. Indra means the king of, chief of, main one, the big yogi, Yogindra. But then he's Parama Yogindra. He's the topmost of all leaders and chiefs of all the yogis. And he's known as Adidev. And he's Dharani Dharendra. He's the sustainer of all the universes. He holds up the one who holds up the universes. Because Anantashesh is holding up the universes, and he's the source of Ananta Shesh. So that point is further told by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sahasravarana Nitya Shuddha Kalevar Chaitanyara Kripa Bina Janite Dushkar. Nityananda has Ananta Shesh, has thousands of heads, and his body is Nitya Shuddha Kalevara, eternally pure transcendental body. Chaitanya Kripa Bina Janate. No one can understand Nityananda without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Keha Bali Nityananda Yena Balaram Keha Bali Chaitanyara Bara Priyadham. Some people say Nityananda is like Balaram. Other people say he's most dear to the Lord Chaitanya. He's the Bara Priyadham. He's the topmost abode of the affection and dearness of Lord Chaitanya. Keha Bali Mahateji Mahateji Amshadikari Keha Bali Kon Rupa Bujite Napari. Some people say Nitai is a powerful plenary portion of the Supreme Lord. Other people say we cannot understand anything about Nityananda. We'll continue there tomorrow.